The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be talking about planting your onions early. My new motto is move over, peas. All sorts of onions are the new first crop I will be planting each spring. You may have heard the old wives' tale suggesting to plant peas on or about St. Patrick's Day. But considering I am not a huge fan of peas, never have been, and also considering a big fact I just learned, I am definitely replacing my green peas with green onions, and bulbing onions, and red onions, and shallots. Now, the big fact I just learned about onions is that they are daylight sensitive. That means that the onion's growth and development are dependent on the amount of daylight they experience. Specifically for onions, this development is the growth of the onion bulb under the ground. Onions fall into three daylight-sensitive categories. You've got your long day onions. Now, these are onions that when they experience daylight periods of 14 hours or more, so summertime, their bulbs begin to form. Up until they hit that 14-hour daytime mark, the onion puts its energy not into the bulb, but into creating above-ground leafy tops. Then you've got your short-day onions. Short-day onions will begin to form bulbs with as little as 10 to 12 hours of daylight. And you guessed it, there are the intermediate onions. These onions begin to form bulbs with an intermediate amount of daylight, about 12 to 14 hours. Now, to make the best use of this daylight sensitivity information, you'll have to keep in mind that northern regions and southern regions of the United States in the summertime experience day length differently. For example, in northern regions like Minnesota, they experience longer daylight lengths on, let's say, July 4th than a southern region in Texas would. Northern areas would do well to grow long day plants or long day onions since they have longer days, and that will result in bigger onion bulbs. In southern states, where there isn't as much variation in daylight lengths over the summer, they would do well growing short day onions. And those intermediate onions, they'll give you a good sized bulb most everywhere. My last summer's onion crop wasn't a failure, but it also didn't produce good-sized bulbs, the size I was expecting. But I know now that was a result of plants, or me planting, onion sets, those small leafless bulbs, in the late spring. I did not give my above-ground foliage enough time to become big and leafy. This year will be different. This year I will purchase onion seedlings, actual seedlings, not the little leafless bulbs. And I'm going to buy seedlings of the long day onions. I'm going to plant them out in my New England garden sometime in the last 2 weeks of March, about 4 or 5 weeks before the last frost here. I'll apply a layer of straw mulch just in case, just to protect them from any dips in the temperatures. Now, daylight is starting to be about 12 hours or more from here on out, and these onions that I plant should develop some sizable leafy tops. Remember, the bigger the leafy top, the bigger the onion bulb. Once daylight hits 14 hours, the bulbs will begin to form. Now, that's not to say that short day onions don't have a place in northern gardens. They do. For a fall or early winter crop, plant a cold hardy variety of a short day onion. I will plant mine sometime in early September. But let's not get ahead of myself. I still have got my early spring onions to plant. Thank you so much for listening, and good luck with your gardening season.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.